Hello listeners, welcome to the podcast, The English Tea. I'm your host Anushka here at Cole Radio. And today, we are diving into some fun idioms you might hear in informal conversations. So, let's jump right in. Let me set the scene for you. Imagine you're meeting your friends for breakfast, but one of them, Rohan, is missing. Where's Rohan? You ask. Your friend replies, Rohan won't be coming. He's got an interview this afternoon. You nod and say, oh right, I forgot about the interview. Is he sweating bullets? Wait, sweating bullets? Is Rohan actually drenched in sweat? Or is there more to this phrase? When we say someone is sweating bullets, we mean they're extremely nervous, not necessarily sweating profusely. It's an American English expression and it's used in informal situations. For example, the moment I heard about my boss wanted to see me, I started sweating bullets. It's quite a visual phrase, isn't it? The idea is that the person is so anxious, their sweat drops seem as big as bullets. Funny image, right? Here's another example. Every time I'm asked to give a presentation, I sweat bullets. So, no real bullets involved, just nerves. Now, here's another phrase for you. Lining one's pocket. Imagine this. Rohan's boss, who's been causing everyone grief at work, gets fired. Your friend Rohan says, rumor has it he was fired because he was lining his pockets. What does that mean? It doesn't involve actual sewing or lining fabric. When you accuse someone of lining their pockets, you mean they've been taking bribes or making money through illegal means. It's all about corruption. For example, the president of a housing society found creative ways to line his own pockets. You can see how this phrase carries a serious tone. It's not something to throw around lightly. And now, let's lighten things up with a weather idiom, raining buckets. Say you're looking forward to a concert, but just before it starts, the rain comes pouring down. It's raining buckets out here. This means it's raining very heavily and for a long time. For example, it's been raining buckets the past 2 days, so the roads are flooded. It's a vivid way of describing a downpour, almost as if the rain is being poured out of buckets in the sky. So, we've got sweating bullets, lining pockets and raining buckets. Before we wrap up, let me share our word of the day, rhyme. Now, this word has two meanings. First, it refers to the frost or ice crystal that form on cold surfaces, like grass on a winter morning. For example, the rhyme was thick and crisp on the grass. It also means the correspondence of sounds in poetry, what we usually call rhyme. And that's all for today's episode of The English Tea. Thanks for joining me to explore these fun phrases and words. If you enjoyed this, don't forget to subscribe to Cole Radio and share it with your friends. I'll be back soon with more English quirks for you. Until next time.